USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Friday marks the first Veterans Day since new legislation was signed by President Biden expanding health care benefits for service members who were exposed to toxic burn pits. This, as Vice President Kamala Harris says, veterans and their families deserve to be taken care of.
Fulfilling that obligation means making sure veterans can access the support and the resources they need to thrive.
Consumers of all ages and income groups are feeling less optimistic about the state of the economy due to recession fears. The University of Michigan's early consumer sentiment reading for November fell 9% from last month to its lowest level since June. Buying conditions for big-ticket items decreased sharply due to uncertainty over rising interest rates and continued high prices. Republicans from across the country are heading to Georgia to show their support for Senate candidate Herschel Walker. The former NFL running back will face Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock in a runoff election after Tuesday's midterm election failed to produce a clear winner. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, the Biden administration is making moves to provide abortion access to illegal immigrants.
The Biden administration is directing shelter officials to ensure that unaccompanied immigrant children in federal custody have access to abortions. The way the Biden administration is doing this is by transporting children to states where abortion is legal. The Office of Refugee Resettlement said officials must not prevent unaccompanied children from accessing legal abortion-related services and must facilitate abortions when requested by a minor. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Dow gained 32 points on Friday to close the week at 33,747. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Tennessee is a flu epicenter. That's according to the CDC, which currently has the state as one of three epicenters of the flu virus across the country, along with Alabama and South Carolina. The CDC encouraging folks to get their flu shots to help protect themselves and those around them ahead of the holiday season. Republicans across the country are taking a look at the election results in Florida and figuring out what they can learn moving forward.
Incumbent GOP Governor Ron DeSantis won re-election in Florida and even flipped Miami-Dade County for the first time in 20 years in the governor's race. Appearing on Fox News, Florida Congressman Greg Stube shares why he thinks his state saw record turnout for this election.
Florida is no longer a purple state. We are solidly a red state, doing better statewide than even Texas. And it's because of the policies that Republicans have had in place here in Florida. And people all across the country, especially during COVID, recognize that. And they're sick and tired of democratically run cities and states, so they move here to Florida where they have freedom.
Governor DeSantis also won a majority of the state's Latino vote. Democrats have accused state Republicans of gerrymandering congressional districts and passing laws to suppress voters. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.